Namanda, Vitsinamanda, 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 Vitsinamanda.
I'd like to begin this morning by reading a passage from the Tanisho. This is a record of the teachings that Shinran gave when people came to visit him and asked him questions. 今日は初めに Tanisho、まあ、Shinran 商人が、人が会いに来て質問をするときに答えたことがこの Tanisho に書いてあります。I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。I have no idea whether the Nembutsu is truly the seed for my being born in the Pure Land, or whether it is the karmic act for which I must fall into hell. Should I have been deceived by Master Honen, and saying the Nembutsu were to fall into hell, even then I would have no regrets. The reason is, if I could attain Buddhahood by endeavoring in other practices,but said the Nembutsu and so fell into hell, then I would feel regret at having been deceived. But I am incapable of any other practice, so hell is decidedly my abode, whatever I do.
Nembutsu は本当に浄土に生まれる因なのか、逆に地獄に落ちる行いなのか、全く私の知るところではありません。たとえ法然上人に騙されて念仏してしたために地獄にへ落ちたとしても、決して後悔にはいたしません。なぜなら他の行に励むことで仏に慣れたはずの私がそれをしないで念仏したために地獄へ落ちたというのなら騙されたという後悔もあるでしょうが、どのような行も満足に収まるところのないのできない私にはどうしても地獄へ地獄以外に住み家は住みかはないのだからですと、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。It's wonderful for me to be back here in San Mateo this week. Last week, I went to Canada. I went to Steveston, British Columbia, which is near Vancouver, and had an opportunity to speak at the Steveston Buddhist Temple. It was the first time I'd ever been there. Has anybody ever seen the show, Once Upon a Time? It's kind of am I giving the title right? Once Upon a Time? Yeah, it's like a sort of a fairy tale meets modern world. That show is filmed in Steveston, British Columbia. So I was there, and I guess in the show, the name of the town is Storybrooke. So I was there with Reverend Ikuta, the minister, and he kept pointing out things. It says, this says Storybrooke Diner, and this says Storybrooke Public Library, but that's actually not a library. That's an office building. But so the whole town is sort of like a movie set. But it's very beautiful, picturesque town by the sea.私は先週Steveston の、バンクーバーの近くのSteveston というところに行ってきました。So, while I was on my way up there, I had a layover at the Seattle International Airport, and I noticed one thing. I wasn't in Seattle very long, but I noticed one thing. As soon as I stepped off the plane into that jet bridge that walks you over to the airport, it was cold. It was much colder than it is here in San Mateo.And so I had been running actually a bit of a fever the night before. And so I was thinking, oh no, it's going to be so cold. And I better not get sick because I have to speak on Saturday and on Sunday. And I don't want to be sick. So one thing I forgot to pack was a stocking cap. Said, I need a stocking cap, but I didn't pack one. And I thought, I wonder if they sell stocking caps in the airport.Because I know once I get to Vancouver, I'm going to be very busy. I'm not going to have time to be shopping for hats. So I have this little layover in Seattle. Maybe I can buy a stocking cap. And I was very fortunate that they do indeed sell stocking caps at the Seattle International Airport, but they only have one design. I knew that was going to happen. I knew someone was going to boo. Grace looks like she's going to pull out a knife right up here. Why? What's wrong with this hat? It's the Seattle Seahawks hat, right? And what's wrong with the Seahawks? They beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl? Yeah, who's rooting for the Seahawks next weekend? Yeah, he she is? Okay, don't beat he she up after service, please. So I got this nice Seahawks hat, and I was telling Reverend Ikuta as we were walking around Vancouver, I said, you know, I can't wear this hat when I go back home, but I'm going to give it to Donald Lee as a present when I get back. So it's a very nice hat. But so it's the team, right? The team, the Seahawks, and they're not on our team, right? We're 49ers people around here, right? We've got our team. まあ、私シアトルにいた時はこの帽子を買ったんですけど、これはシーハックスというこのシャンフランシスコの 49ers とアメフトの大敵愛のチームですね。まあ、この帽子を買ってちょっと風邪をひかないように空港で買ってしまいましたけど、ここシャンフランシスコ周辺ではもう全然使えないから、まあ、ドナルドさんにあげます。So we have our teams, right? We've got the 49ers and the Seahawks. We've got the Giants and, you know, different baseball teams, football teams. And we love our teams. We love to root for our team. And how do you feel when the 49ers win? You feel great, like you won the game, right? How do you feel when they lose? How do you feel? Think back to a year ago, and maybe you don't want to, but just for a moment, think back last year when the 49ers lost the Super Bowl. You felt like you had lost the Super Bowl, right? If you're a 49ers fan, you were so sad. I know David's a 49ers fan, and you felt disappointed. So when you have a team, you feel like the success of that team is my success, and the problems that team faces, those are my problems. You know, you hear people talking about the different team. Does anybody here talk about, oh, you know, the quarterback, or what are they going to do? And, you know, when are they going to get rid of that coach? Or all of these things we talk about because we think about it. Like, if it's my team, it's my problem, right? So we have sports teams. We have college teams. I went to college at the University of Michigan, graduate school, which is a very team that's very enthusiastic about their football. They have a stadium called the Big House, and the whole town kind of revolves around this stadium like it's a big temple. So you have your college teams, you have even when you're playing a sport or a game. I see McKenna, it looks like you're wearing a uniform today. Are you on a basketball team? Yeah, so you have your teams that you're on, right? Your basketball, your sports teams. When I was a kid, we used to play games, boys versus girls. Do people still do that? No, because boys always lose, right? You make teams, boys versus girls, and different kinds of teams we make. People who are on our team, we feel like we really like those people. We want to help them out. Sometimes if people aren't on our team, we don't want to help them out. Maybe you won't be cheering for the Seahawks this weekend because they're not our team, right? まあ、チームがあるんですね。自分の好きなチームと、自分の好きでもないチーム、自分のチームじゃない人。まあ、自分のチームは内、その違うチームは外。あまり好まないとか、助けようとしないとか、こういうチームがあるんですね。Some people think of their religion like a team, right? Think we're on the Buddhist team, right? We're a great and enlightened and peaceful religion. That religion over there, they're not quite as enlightened as we are. Sometimes maybe people come up to you and try to convince you to join their team. Has that ever happened? Where somebody wanted you to join their team, their religion? Okay? まあ、チームは宗教も一つのチームですね。たまに私の宗教に入ってくださいとかと言われることがあるんですね。In Shinran Shonin's time, people would do that to people who said the Nembutsu. People, the Shinran Shonin's teaching and Honen Shonin's teaching. It was a Buddhist teaching about Amida Buddha. It's about taking refuge in Amida Buddha and about saying Namo Amida Butsu. So people who followed the teachings of Shindan would say Namo Amida Butsu all the time. They would be walking home from work in the farm fields. There would be maybe four or five of them, and they'd be walking together. They might be singing one of Shindan's wasan hymns, or they might be saying Naman Dabutsu, Naman Dabutsu, Naman Dabutsu, walking all together. And there would be other people who didn't like the Nembutsu. They didn't like people to say Naman Dabutsu. They thought, you should do what I do. And they would say, hey you, if you say the Nembutsu, you're going to go to hell. People would say that to people who said the Nembutsu. And Shindan Shonin had probably had people say that to him himself. And people would come to him and say, Shindan Shonin, people tell us that we're going to go to hell for saying the Nembutsu. What do you think? What should we say in response? And I read for you at the beginning of my talk today, Shindan's response. It was pretty interesting, wasn't it? Shindan says, even if I were deceived by Honen, so Honen was my teacher who said I should say the Nembutsu, even if I followed this teaching and because I said the Nembutsu, I fell into hell, said I wouldn't have any regrets. Shinran Shonin wa Honen Shonin ni damasarete Nembutsu niyotte jigoku ni ochitemo koukai surukoto wa nai to iu desu ne. Kore wa bikkuri suru hanashi desu ne. So basically Shinran is saying, he's saying, oh yeah, that's true. That's true. I might fall into hell, but I'm not worried about that. And Shindan says, that's because if maybe there was something else I could do that would keep me from falling into hell, and if I could do that, and that would keep me out of hell, then maybe I would feel some regrets. But as for me, Shindan, I'm incapable of doing anything else perfectly so well that it will keep me out of hell. And for this reason, the Nembutsu, this is the only path for me. This is the only teaching that's just for people like me. This is for a teaching for people like me who are the way I've lived my life, my way of thinking, my past karma, all the things that I've done in the past. I can't say that those aren't going to lead me to a bad end, that they're not going to have me fall into hell, but for one thing, but for one thing. So Shinran is saying, yes, yes, perhaps I would fall into hell if it were not for the Nembutsu. Ma Nembutsu ga aru kara jigoku ni ochinai koto ga dekita というのがありがたいですね。Shinran Shonin の身教えですね。So Shindan, when he thinks about the Nembutsu, he doesn't think about it as his team, right? So if someone said, you know, you're going to fall into hell for saying the Nembutsu, if Shindan Shonin thought about this Buddhism, this teaching as his team, he would say, no, you're going to fall into hell for not saying the Nembutsu. まあこういうチームとして考えたら、あなた Nembutsu 言わないとは地獄に落ちると。いう言い方ですね。でも親鸞聖人はそういうふうに言わないんですね。But 親鸞 turns it around. He looks at himself. He looks at himself. 親鸞聖人は自分の生き方をよく見るんですね。So 親鸞's way, before judging others, before criticizing them for their way of thinking, or their way of practicing their religion, 親鸞 looks at himself and says, am I doing it perfectly myself?Am I a wonderful, perfect person who deserves to go to some good end? Or do I need to look more closely at my own life? Do I need to turn my ears to the teaching of the Buddha? まあ、親鸞聖人は、人を批判する前は、自分の人生を見る。よくよく見て、私どんなような人生を生きてるかと確認しながら生きてるのは親鸞聖人ですね。So the way of the Nembutsu teaching is not to look at other people and to judge their religions or to say, oh, we're better than them or we're right and they're wrong, but rather to look at our own lives. If we notice something different, something that seems a little strange, before we draw some conclusion about someone else, before we judge them, We look at ourselves and say, how am I living? How is my life? Am I living perfectly? And that's what Shinran does. He says, oh yes, look at me. That's true, I'm not a perfect person, but I have this Nembutsu teaching to be my guide.
Shinran Chonin wa, watashi wa kanpeki na, sugureta, ii hito toshite no jinsei wa nakanaka dekitei masen ga, Amida Nyōrai no hataraki niyotte, ojōdo ni oujou shite, tadashii satori wo hirakeru michi ga aru.
So Shinran says, even for a person like me, I have this Nembutsu teaching which will guide me to perfect enlightenment. So Shinran tells people, this is the teaching that works for me. Whether you accept it or not, that's up to you. But this is my path. So if you listen to my teachings, if you feel that you are maybe in some ways like me, then I encourage you to follow this teaching. But it's up to you. You don't have to do what I do.
まあ、親鸞聖人はあの自分の判断によって念仏を申すか申さないか、私がこの念仏の救いしかないけど、あなたはおそらく別な救いがあるかもしれないけど、私はあなたのことは言えませんが、私は念仏しかない、あなたがこの教えを聞いたら同じような人間だったら念仏を申してくださいという教えですね。
So as we go through our daily lives,Let us remember the example set by Shinran to, before we judge other people, to look at ourselves and to look at our own lives. And to remember that we are all on one big team, the team of human beings, the team of living beings, trying to live together peacefully and happily all together. We may have differences, but we also have many things that are the same as human beings. And that's what the important thingTo remember as we hear the words Namo Amida Butsu, that the Buddha's compassion is for everyone. Everyone.
まあこのいろいろな人生の中の違いがあって、いろいろな人生の中に作っているチームがあるんですけど、私たち生き物としての大きいチームの一員として、みんなすべてが幸せになる仏様の願いの中に生きていることを思いながら念仏を申したいと思います。
I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.